This episode of The Nate Darling Show is radio-friendly. All the funny, none of the cursing. They've gathered all the nonsense from around the world to mock it. This is The Nate Darling Show.
You guys were excellent today.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
Now, here's Nate and the gang.
And welcome back to the Friday episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for downloading the show. Thanks for listening from the website. Hey, and thanks for shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. The gang today is Jason Casey.
What up?
Kareem Daniels.
What's happening?
And one of the originals.
Woo!
Mel Gelbart.
Hi.
It's good to see you. We're enjoying the summer of Sam Platts in that he is off on summertime adventures and having some blast from the past co-host joining
us. Nice to be here. It'll be nice to hear Sam's stories, though, when he's back.
Yes.
Oh, he's just running around naked.
It's true.
Nice.
Across the entire country, actually.
Naked across the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah. He's got a lot going on. I believe, of course, Mel's with us again on Monday for the uncensored show because, you know, that's where she puts the potty mouth to full use.
That's right. This is hard, this whole censoring thing.
Yeah. You got to think about it. But,
yeah
it's
and thinking is not my strong suit.
No. But, you know, I can always go back and edit, which is good.
Excellent.
Just got to make note of it. Which I have. And only one in the first show, so that's good.
See?
For Wednesday's episode. Coming up on the show today, we've got some great news in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and somebody's stoked on it. Plus, we'll talk shoplifting and a job interview that is probably not the best way to go when doing a job interview.
Bad suit.
It's just a tip for you. If you want to work at Chuck E. Cheese or anywhere else, what not to do on your job interview.
I don't want to work there so much it hurts.
Well, maybe then this is what you want to do on your job interview.
Children are gross.
Well, what about the people that shoot them out? Oh, I'm sorry, Jason.
It was so hard not to make a sarcastic comment on your post the other day, by the way, but I love you very much, so I kept my mouth shut.
No, I appreciate that.
Because I didn't want to be a jerk.
Oh. No. Oh, the one about going to IHOP.
Yeah.
It was the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah.
And it was... I'd understand if it was like a constant shrieking or like a kid that was just like going crazy, then you remove the kid from the situation, right? Go to the car, put some music on, something of that nature. But this was a kid having a good time and like every once in a while letting out a shrill shriek, but it was a happy shriek that happened once maybe every 10 minutes or so. And these ladies like just kept their look and like it was just so mean. And then like finally the lady was like, "Shut up!" Like...
How old was the child?
The child was probably 11 months to a year.
Okay.
Just so you know, we're going to be going live on Facebook here in a second. Although, there's Jason. No, keep going with your story.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that's young. I understand that. So, but for the most part, I don't enjoy children in restaurants.
No.
I just think you should wait till they have manners and know how to behave because it's disruptive and annoying. But I'm also not a breeder, and so I can't... Like, they always say, like, when you have your own, you get it, and I'm not there, and
here's
I understand
the thing. That. Going to Mulvaney's, you know, that's understandable. Like, you don't want kids in that experience, but this was a gosh darn IHOP. It was a IHOP. Like, this wasn't, like, five-star dining. This was a IHOP on 4th of July at, like, 9:30 in the morning. Like, what do you expect?
I have a friend that's like the worst. Like she'll actually be like, "We need to move seats. You have to move us away from the children and the family. They're loud, and messy, and we won't do it."
Right.
Well, it's one thing, but to be making snide comments and like just, it was just like, and it was already really loud in the place because it's an IHOP and they're loud. So it's not.
It's all the internationals at the IHOP. that's what makes it so loud.
No, the best thing about going to IHOP, and this is a comedian's joke that I'm stealing right now, is that you go there and you always feel better about yourself because there's always like a bunch of people that are way more fat than you are.
It's like going to the fair.
Yeah, it's so that's awesome, and that's why I love going to IHOP. But this was I was just really disconcerted by the way this lady acted and just. There's no reason for it. There's no reason for it. She was, this kid was just having fun. And it wasn't like the kid started getting a little upset later, but the parents then were taking her outside and walking her outside and doing what you would expect.
Yeah, What at least I feel like I'm. Do?
How old was the kid?
I'm more mature.
Like 11
why don't
months.
You pay attention, Kareem? Yeah. And not like, screwing around
like,
on your
like,
phone.
Like 11 months.
11 months.
We already talked about that.
Yeah, it was like a new kid that was just learning to walk.
A freshly made one.
Yeah. On the block. New kid on the block.
It was a new kid on the block.
Hey, hi to everybody on Facebook. There's five people watching. Oh my God.
What? Yo.
Oh, and Leslie is waiting. Kareem doesn't seem to care for anyone's comments. I get to show the world what we see when we're in the room
right?
with Kareem.
Him ignoring
which
us.
Is him just looking down at his phone. Now, granted, there is a show rundown that he can be looking at on his phone.
Right, which
that's not what he's looking at all.
Some of us brought it printed out because we're organized.
Yeah. I have it on my paperless.
So that's what it can be. Let me just show people.
Some of us are teachers' pets and brown noses.
That's right.
See, that's
always happened.
If you're on Facebook Live, you can see what the rundown looks like. That's kind of what we're looking at. It's little headlines and some of the links we're talking about. By the way, show number 418. So yeah, your IHOP adventure.
My IHOP adventure.
I'm more mature than those ladies, but in general, I'm not a huge fan of children in public.
It was just I guess it was more than anything else, the maturity level. Like I would expect that from a 20 something or somebody that's not a breeder, but like to a lady that's possibly a grandmother, like how do you, she probably wasn't. She, and like I said, why, you know, like kids, lady.
I always try to go like, maybe they're having a bad day.
Yeah.
Like I was at a restaurant once and this guy accused me of cutting in line. And I was like, wow, that's not what happened. Well, I explained to him.
Well, maybe they had kids and it was their only chance to get away from them. They're true. Like, I did not.
Then don't go to IHOP. Like, that is the wrong choice.
Exactly. They could have gone to Old Soul. Old Soul. All the Old Souls were open. They have breakfast. Like, and it's, I mean, it's funny to say Old Soul for the old ladies. And I make that choice. But at the same time, I had seen that it was open in Oak Park. So I know the other ones are open.
Sure.
They could have gone there. And that would have been a much more peaceful place where they could talk and listen to, you know.
Jason, are you projecting like for the next?
I think
that's what I said in my post is that I think it's because I'm starting to see it more often. It's like when somebody says a word that you never hear, then all of a sudden you're always hearing it in conversation.
You mean
like,
the N-word? Is that what you're talking about?
You're like, oh crap, they're going to be saying this about me in a year and a half.
No, that's exactly. It's like I'm wondering if I'll be able to keep my cool because I don't be like, hey, it's a kid, lady. It's a kid. I'm not gonna take. These parents didn't even notice. Like, because I asked them about how old they were. Like, you know, like how old the kid was and stuff like that. She said 11 months, but it was like.
I hate that. By the way, it's a year.
Yeah.
That's just. By the way, when you do that, when you have your baby, know that that will annoy me.
I felt like I had to almost apologize.
14 months.
I felt like I had to apologize almost. You know what I mean? And to the lady for the old ladies that said something. And they're like, we didn't hear anything. It's like, oh, so you're just going to be so wrapped up in what's going on in your little.
Oh, yeah. All consuming kids are.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm feeling it. And my lady was away that week, the weekend. So I was really extra feeling
that. Was part of your batching was taking yourself to IHOP.
I know, right?
That's
so
cute.
I'm already so. Well, I actually gone to Bacon and Butter the morning. That'll be my grievance. Oh, wait, I'll save that for the grievance because I went to Bacon and Butter, and you guys can tell me to remember.
Side note, Paul hates IHOP, so when you go by yourself, call me.
Okay, all right, I will. Yeah, it's one of those things too. Chris, I don't think would ever go, and it's so bad. But you get, I get crepes. I got crepes with strawberries.
I always get crepes.
Yeah,
or Blintzes.
I had to send my eggs back though. Some places you can order them over easy, and some places you can't.
Truth.
And that was a place you can't.
All right. Sorry, I'm obsessed with Facebook Live.
Yeah, that's the first one I've ever been part of. So thanks.
There you go. Yeah, I got a couple messages from Leslie. I don't know if she's aware that these things actually post to Facebook as it's going through, but she'll find out. I mean, she could go through and delete them later, but...
Well now I want to know what she said now.
You can go ahead. It's
now,
on Facebook.
Now I have to go look.
It's on the Facebook
Live
video.
Now I'm going to be a distracted talker.
Yeah, I know. That's how it goes. So you had that. Mentioned my 4th of July weekend where... actually went up to Redding to Shasta Lake and got to spend a couple of days on the houseboat with Leslie and her mom and her mom's boyfriend and her aunt Pam. And I had a wonderful time. I'm not going to, you know, it doesn't make for the most entertaining story in the world when it's like, you know what? We went and we had a lovely time. We had a very good time.
Nothing bad happened?
No.
The pictures looked really pretty.
It was. And here's why nothing bad happened. And I think this was the key. For me, the houseboat on Shasta Lake, and I've been a couple of times now, it is like, Kareem just read the comments.
I can't find them.
That's okay. It's like going to Las Vegas. It's really, really great for a small, determined period of time.
Oh, yeah.
At a certain point, I would have had enough of that. Because you're out on the middle of the lake. You're on a houseboat.
Yeah.
There's not really a whole lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only so much conversation and swimming and other stuff like that you could do. And her Aunt Pam was really great. She took us on a smaller boat. We did a whole tour of the lake.
Sorry, I can see her comment now. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, yeah. We're learning all sorts of
lessons. I was afraid she was going to delete them.
Well, it's possible, but probably not. Probably I mean, they're funny. They weren't necessarily inappropriate. So that was a good time. And then we came back Saturday. So we had a couple days back at home, which was nice to just sort of decompress before having to go back to work. And the 4th of July, let me just say this to everybody who likes to fire off fireworks on the 4th of July. You should really start with the fireworks that you light off that just screech, the ones that are just really loud screeches. Start with those early. Don't save them for 11:30 at night. Fire them off early. Because, I mean, they're audio. Say, you know, use your more visual ones for later.
Well, like you wouldn't do the smoke bomb, you know, at night. It doesn't make sense. You got to do the smoke bomb and the snakes at the beginning of the day, you know?
Well, I don't believe they were using the Safe and Sane fireworks.
Oh, well then.
That's what I'm saying.
We had to use those at, you know.
Well, night. And there were people that were using the Safe and Sane ones, but they were lighting them off in a dry field in Antelope.
Oh my God.
So.
I heard SAC Metro had a million fires.
There were a ton of fires.
Be dumb.
One of my friends, I think they were at her parents' house, and they ended up having to call the fire department.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are people who are taking Safe and Sane fireworks, which, if you're not from California, they sell fireworks about 2 weeks leading up to the 4th of July. They're for charity. They're in booths in every parking lot you can possibly imagine.
And that's literal. And everyone.
They're everywhere. And they call them Safe and Sane because they don't shoot in the air. They're also not that exciting. So what some people took to doing was taking the Safe and Sane fireworks, lighting them, and throwing them in the air. Which defeats the whole purpose, as it is neither safe nor sane.
My friends and I did try numerous ways to get Whistling Pete's or Whistling Piccolo's.
Right.
Piccolo Pete's, that's what they're called.
Yes.
Getting those to...
I'm sorry.
Trying to get those airborne through their sheer force. But that never worked.
I'm sorry, what is so deliciously...
It was just, it took him so many tries, and then I started laughing, Kareem hit me.
it's almost like you're doing a show here.
I got it.
Piccolo's.
Piccolo, penny, piggy.
Sometimes it's just better if I talk it out.
Don't rush him.
That's so cute.
We've got plenty of time. So, yeah, and of course, we've got the tiny dogs who are all freaked out.
Oh, yes.
Like, yeah. Sitting and shivering. And dogs hate loud noises, and it's just, like, all the time. But, overall, it was all right. It was an okay 4th. It cooled off around here, which was nice. But the houseboat, God, the houseboat is really cool. And we got off the lake at the right time, because as we got off the lake on Saturday, there were just people after people after people coming. And there are 365 miles of shoreline on Shasta Lake.
Oh, wow.
It's huge, and it's damn near full. So, serious drought, people. Shasta Lake is damn near full. The water is almost up to the tree line. It's got a lot of water in it.
And that's a very beautiful park and area up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you haven't had a chance to go to Shasta or the city of Shasta, probably the best part of Redding.
Yeah.
The Redding area.
So there's a lot of stuff out there. But that's what a lot of people do, is they go and they rent a houseboat for the week or whatever. So we were able to get out and do that, and that was nice. It was nice to be able to do to do that sort of thing.
I think I would get seasick.
You don't, because you're just docked. It doesn't really move much. But what does happen, and I didn't realize this, is after you're off the boat, at a certain point, your brain keeps going and compensating.
Yeah.
Like, we went to Red Robin for lunch, like, that day.
Red Robin.
Yum.
But I have a rant about them in just a second. But I'm in the men's room taking a whiz, and all of a sudden, I feel like the boat's rocking.
Yeah. That's usually when it happens, too, when you don't feel it. Like, you're really firmly planted.
Yep.
Ready to go.
Like, the room's moving, not drunk. By the way, their bottomless fries are a gigantic scam, because what they do is they bring you a super small order of fries. They say they're bottomless, but when you say you want more fries, it takes them about 30 minutes to bring you more fries.
See, that's why you got to be on to them, and right away, like, any place that has free stuff like this, can I get another order right now?
No, look at you.
I think you have bad service, because usually mine...
Well, this is the one in Reading.
Yeah, because usually they'll bring them to you. Usually they're asking, like, they ask if you want fries, like they ask if you want drinks normally.
Sure. No, they did not do that.
Yeah.
No, I'm speaking specifically of that one Red Robin. Reading. Which I
do. They only have those weird fat, thick steak ones?
Oh, no, you can get sweet potato fries.
Oh, excellent.
You can get a bunch of different things.
Can we go?
What's wrong with
it's gone.
What's wrong with the thick ones?
Yeah.
I don't like them.
You don't like thick ones, Mel?
I like the petite.
Yeah. Okay. You like the shoestrings, do you?
I'm a narrow, lean woman.
The fast food style.
Yeah. That's true. Jason and I now have a date to go to IHOP and Red Robin, I think.
Like a McDonald's fry, that's what you like.
Perfect.
One of those. All right, I'll get into my beard story later. But first, we talked about the job interview and what not to do. This from Kentucky. A Kentucky man attempted to rob a local Chuck E. Cheese while participating in a job interview.
That was his in to get in the door?
Oh, man.
Dumb.
The manager of the Chuck E. Cheese said the man came into the Lexington location to get a job application around 2 p.m. and returned at 4 for an interview. Said the man announced he wanted to rob the restaurant and implied that he had a firearm. The manager reported that the man reportedly told the man that he did not have access to the safe and advised the would-be robber to just go ahead and leave. According to WTVQ, police say the man apologized to Chuck E. Cheese employees and began to cry. Police continued their search for the unidentified man and hoped to track him down with the information provided in his interview, assuming that that job application was truthful. So here's what not to do when you apply for a job. Don't cry. No one's going to hire you if you cry in the interview.
That's true.
Yeah, because he may have been a good candidate, even with the... It's like, sure. Yeah, it shows the initiative.
It's out-of-the-box thinking. But yeah, he ruined it with the crying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't cry at your interview.
No. No, you want to save that for your lunch breaks once you're hired. Yeah. go in a quiet corner and cry. Or in the bathroom.
Yeah, or in your car.
Your car has windows.
Yeah, I know. It's the sheer depression of the view. Like, just there's Jason. Yeah, he's sitting there in his car crying.
Jason's crying in his car again.
Yeah.
It's curled up in the fetal position on the back seat. Should we knock on the window? No.
No.
Meanwhile, in London, a new paparazzi-proof scarf gives the wearer a virtual invisibility in front of flash photography. The ISHU scarf, designed by Dutch-born fashion entrepreneur Saif Siddiqui, is intended to give people, especially famous people, tired of being photographed in public, a way to fight back against photographers by essentially making them invisible. The scarf reflects the light of the flash back into the camera, rendering the subject effectively blacked out of the photo. However, it has no effect on non-flash photography. So, useless during the day.
Yeah. And all I gotta say is, Kanye West, where were you with that one, bro? Like, you should have had that.
I guarantee within a week he will come out with a statement that he invented that 5 years ago.
I've been saying that.
According to the company, he got the inspiration when bike reflectors altered a photograph of his friends in 2009. 5 years later,
my friend was rendered invisible.
Right. So Cameron Diaz, Joe and Nick Jonas, and DMX, now that's a group of people I wouldn't expect at a cocktail party, have all been seen in the scarf, which costs from, are you ready for this, between $268 to $478.
That's not bad, considering how much a scarf could cost.
I mean, is it made from non-flashbulb working responding cashmere?
It does not say.
And silk?
It doesn't say, but it will be available on August 22nd if you'd like one. A tie and pocket square will soon be added for the dapper gentleman, and a cell phone case is already available. So you could just hold up your cell phone case. Or, you know what you could also do? A mirror would work the same way.
You can just put a mirror.
Or a bike reflector, considering that's what
they gave away their secret.
There's some tape that you can purchase at the Home Depot.
Anything reflective.
You could paint yourself in reflective material. I mean, really.
Fooling their money.
Is it called, is it I-S-H-U?
Yes.
Like, eyes hate you?
It could be.
Eyes hate you. Eyes hate you.
You never know. These Europeans are crazy. Here's something that might be more readily identifiable. In a case tinged with prevention and regret, a South Carolina woman, this is the second show in a row the Carolinas have been prominently featured, woman was arrested for stealing condoms and a pregnancy test from a store.
Oh, come on.
Where she recently worked. Her name is Hannah Trent, and she's 18. So
Hannah's responsible.
Is she?
Stop it.
She took the items from the supermarket. An employee told police that surveillance cameras recorded her shoplifting 2 packs of Trojan condoms.
Good for her.
And a pregnancy test.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Packaging for the items valued at $31.21 was later found in the women's restroom. When she returned to the store to collect her final paycheck, she reportedly copped at the theft when questioned by a store manager.
Well, see, her final paycheck, which means the pregnancy test came out negative. She's good to go. She doesn't need the money.
Well, either that or she got fired.
Oh, maybe that.
Yeah. But she left the money in the restroom. Is that what they said they found?
No.
The wrappers.
The wrappers.
The wrappers for the pregnancy test and the condoms.
That's like, well, she left the...
I think she left like the box for the condoms and the wrapper. Yeah. So she peed, checked, took her condoms and split.
You know, it's...
I just wish people would go, like, you know where else I could go?
Planned Parenthood.
But it's also in a Carolina state, so you don't know even if that exists.
Well, I'm sure it exists. It just might be harder to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Republicans. Nicely done. She was arrested for theft and booked into the Spartanburg County Jail. She was released around midnight the same day. So hopefully that works out well for her. So, all right, let's do the list.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
Oh, it certainly is. First up in Cool or Tool, Chuck E. Cheese. Jason.
Oh, okay. Well, I could go on for hours about this one because, I mean, when I was a kid, Chuck E. Cheese was so cool. It was so cool. But now, it's nothing but a bunch of games. They're like amusement park games that just give you tickets. And it's so Tool. It is so Tool that it is like, it's like the Tool that goes down and grabs the stuff, like in the animal like thing, like the animal claw, the claw game. That type of Tool. That's the type of Tool this is. That's how much of a Tool it is.
Kareem,
you should get used to it.
It's true.
Because that's where you're about to be spending the next 5 years.
Oh, man.
No, actually, next probably 12 years.
My kid will have good taste in entertainment.
Whatever.
Your kid will be the first kid to have good taste in entertainment then. Kids crap.
Remember, it's going to be your kid.
It's true.
I'll start playing Halo at a young age, and she'll be like, I'm not going to play Chuck E. Cheese. There's no fun games there.
Mm. Oh, man. I'm going to say, since I don't have kids, it's Tool. The only reason.
Well,
yeah, I mean, we weren't allowed to go as children because my parents were cheap and they didn't want to spend the money. And now as a grown-up, there's no reason I want to be anywhere near a haven of germy, disgusting, wet-fingered little monsters. So, Tool.
There was not a Chuck E. Cheese in Vermont when I was growing up. There is not a Chuck E. Cheese in Vermont now. So, Tool. Take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a bingo across the board.
Yes. Up next in Cooler Tool, scarves. Kareem.
They're cool.
Mel.
Oh, geez. You know, I'm not good at accessorizing, so I get so angry at them. So just out of spite, Tool.
Jason.
Well, a scarf is a tool to keep the cool weather out.
Okay.
If you're from the East and you had a cold winter or anything like that, they're cool. are cool.
You know, in and of themselves, they're harmless, but sometimes a scarf addiction can get out of control. For instance, Steven Tyler in every microphone stand he's ever met.
Or Johnny Depp.
Or Johnny Depp. So I'm going to have to go Tool. Sorry. And finally in Cooler Tool, condoms. Condoms, Mel.
Not a fan personally, but for the world at large, cool, use them, don't get an STD, don't get pregnant.
Jason.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that saved me for I don't know how many years. So condoms, yo. Coolest?
Condoms and a bunch of no's saved Jason.
Though really getting rid of my uterus was way better and easier.
Kareem, condoms?
Cool. Kept me safe during my 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, condoms are cool. They keep away pregnancy. They keep away the griblies from your naughty bits. And, you know, for whatever lack of pleasure that you might have, here's what you need to do. You need to find that special someone, settle down, and then go without the condom.
Boom.
That's when you do it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Then think about how much more worth it will be. That's when it really pays off.
Sage advice.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So there you go. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah, some good news out of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. They have lifted their ban, and now they're going to allow backyard skateboard ramps starting in September.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
A big day for Calgary skateboarders. Today, City Council passed a motion to allow residential ramps. That means riders may not have to spend all their time testing their tricks at the local skate parks. They can stay in their own backyards instead. Jamie Morocker is gathering reaction from the skateboarding community tonight. So, Jamie, are people excited by this?
Find out for yourself. Tara, so are you excited about the backyard ramps?
I'm so stoked, my dudes.
There you have it. People are really...
There you go.
Wow.
I'm so stoked, my dudes.
And here's the thing. That kid looked just like Mel. He did. He had the same facial structure. About the same size of a thin dude. Yeah.
Well, I'm so stoked too, my dudes.
That's all
I can
need.
Think of is like the next thing they're gonna have is like those backyard WWE rings.
Well, yeah, they still have those.
They had those.
Yeah. Those are terrifying. There's one in like Elk Grovey area, and I go by sometimes. Like I park in the neighborhood and walk by, and I always see people doing hideously dangerous things.
Mm. Well, yeah. That's the whole point. Although they do warn you when you watch WWE, do not try it at home.
Oh, sure.
Because it's trained professionals doing dangerous stunts. And they do get hurt doing it.
So Calgary.
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 The cavalry?
Calgary. Calgary. It's all the same. But they're just going to have to disassemble them and take them, like, put them away for the winter, right?
Or you let the snow fall on them and you use them for snowboard ramps. My dude.
I like that one.
My dude. You clearly have not spent enough time in the cold weather.
There you go. I'm totally stoked now.
My dude. Just a reminder, go ahead. If you're going to be shopping Amazon anyway, go ahead and hit the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Help support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. And thank y'all. And now... it's time for a bonus supersize Florida Corner.
Awesome. From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
Swinging her five-month-old son like a baseball bat. Let me say that again. Swinging her five-month-old son like a baseball bat.
Wow.
A Florida woman yesterday struck her boyfriend with the infant before dropping the child face first into the sand on Daytona Beach.
Wow.
The cops allege that Tatiana Allen, who's 18, initially hit her 19-year-old beau several times in the face with a closed hand before using her baby as a weapon.
Sometimes you just get so mad, anything you can grab.
Apparently.
Not the baby!
Witnesses said that she swung the infant like a bat before the baby was dropped into the sand face down.
I wonder if she choked up on it.
Right. I wonder how her follow-through was.
keep your eye on the ball. Her boyfriend, the child's father, quickly flipped the infant upright since he was unable to turn over on his own. The baby, that is, not the boyfriend. Witnesses told cops that Allen subsequently snatched her son from the man's arms and walked away with the child dangling without its head being supported. As she walked up a set of boardwalk stairs, the baby's head hit a railing. And when questioned by cops, she accused the baby's father of pushing her several times earlier in the day. And while she copped to having mushed the man in the face, she denied throwing her child in the sand.
Some people should not be allowed to breed.
Especially 18-year-olds.
Yeah, she's been arrested
on... It's not a toy.
No, or a weapon. She's been arrested on aggravated child abuse and battery. She's being held in lieu of $30,000 bond.
Battery on him or the baby?
Both.
It's mutual. Now is the baby getting charged with battery?
That would be weird, wouldn't it? She works at a Dunkin' Donuts.
Of course she does.
I'm guessing she doesn't anymore.
No.
When they find out what happened with that. Also in Florida.
It's just you picture, like, you know when a kid has a teddy bear when they're a little kid and they just hold it by the leg and drag it behind them? That's what I picture the kid going up the steps. Like,
swinging around.
Yeah.
Not funny.
No.
Not funny. Meanwhile, after repeated demands to have sex were rebuffed, another Florida woman grabbed a hatchet and began beating on the locked door of the bathroom where her boyfriend had sought refuge. According,
good for her.
Is it? According to police, Leslie Mills, who's 26, returned home after a binge drinking night and began badgering the victim to engage in sexual activity.
Hey, we can't help it. Is you guys drink and go soft, we drink and get horny.
Mm, yeah, but is a hatchet involved? That's never
sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
The man who said he was awoken by the persistent Mills told cops that he moved from the home's bedroom to the couch to try to get away from her. However, she followed him into the living room where she climbed on top of him, still asking him to have sex with her. Again, after declining, he went into the bathroom and locked the door. That's when she responded by pounding on the door.
Was he screaming, "No means no, no, no means no"?
And then she successfully pushed it open. Upon entering the bathroom, the victim noticed she was carrying a hatchet that had been removed from a living room wall. See, this is why you don't keep a hatchet on the living room wall.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, what are you having people over for a hatchet throwing? There's a bar in Halifax for that, as we found out a few weeks ago.
Yeah, go there.
Yeah, go there. Responding officers noted that Mills, who appeared drunk, was dressed in just a bathrobe when they encountered her outside the home. That's a good look. During questioning, she said she had consumed 7 beers and 2 shots.
Yay.
So she kept track. She came home and wanted to have sex with the victim, and after being rebuffed several times, she became angry when the man went into the bathroom. She's charged with aggravated assault, bless you, with a deadly weapon, a felony, and a misdemeanor domestic battery. She's free on $5,500 bond. So in Florida, swinging your baby, $30,000. Threatening somebody with a hatchet, $5,500.
So do you think, though, I mean, I know this is mean and whatever, but do you think, like, the police officers were making fun of that night? Like, my girlfriend came and wanted to do it, and I didn't want to.
Oh, you know they were. Well,
and that's when you're a guy, you just have to say, listen, babe, I'm not into it right now. However, if you go down there,
we'll see what happens.
You know what's going to happen? She's going to throw up.
Yeah. Hey, listen, but then
it's
you're,
washable.
But yeah. Hey, listen, but
he already knows what's going to happen.
No, you just listen. I mean, I'm saying, like, you can either do that or you can deal with the psychotic girl that you're already with. You know,
that doesn't mean she wasn't.
He already knew that this was coming. Like, you know, like,
oh, so he had it coming.
You know, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying he had it coming, but
this
I'm saying
this wasn't the first time either.
He knows the way that it is, and the fact that he even says it's a binge drinking episode, then
that's
why
he went and got on the couch.
That's right,
right. Because he could have rebuffed her. All I'm saying is, like,
why didn't he go wash his hair? That's what we do.
Or say, yeah, let me go take a shower.
There's a lot of victim blaming going on here, Jason, and I don't care for it.
Me either. I'm with you, Nate. There's a lot of victim blaming over it. Just, like, he doesn't have to put out just because she wants him
exactly.
to put out.
Exactly.
His pajamas were too short.
Listen.
No means no, Jason.
Well, I'm just saying, when you're married, you take it when you can.
Well, then, that says more about you than them.
No, and you'll be there, Nate. Don't worry about it.
I've been there twice before, Jason. Yeah, trust me. Meanwhile, and this is the bonus Florida corner, a part-time voodoo practitioner That's right. A part-time voodoo practitioner told Florida cops that a dissatisfied customer was threatening to kidnap him because his services did not succeed in repairing the man's marriage. Herman Padilla Balderas, who's 33, contacted investigators to report that he was receiving threats from a former coworker. He's a construction worker, by the way. He said the suspect had been having relationship issues, which resulted in his wife leaving. He said that the man came to him to put a voodoo on his wife in hopes of her returning. When a marital reconciliation did not materialize, the customer became upset with the services, claiming that they didn't work. The man warned that if his wife did not return by the end of June, that he would kidnap him. Fearful for his safety, he told cops that he believed the man would carry through on the threat, adding that his former co-worker has ties. Padilla Balderas, who's a Mexican native, provided investigators with little more than the suspect's name. That's according to cops. So,
and a voodoo doll.
So remember, if you're going to guy for voodoo, first of all, don't we all know that if you're going for voodoo, you go to the voodoo lady?
Exactly. Mm. And you don't go to a Mexican voodoo person.
Right? That's completely wrong.
Isn't that, was that Santeria?
No, that's not even that. That's a curandera.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
see?
Yeah. So that's.
And then have them sign a waiver.
Yes.
That, if, that you can't guarantee results.
And if he has to go to the cops, that means his stuff don't work. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Well, by the way, if you're really good at voodoo, you're not working construction.
Yeah, no, not true. Yeah.
You have a shop somewhere and yeah, people are coming to you.
Yeah, the tarot card reader does not have a sign saying, oh, I'm busy at the mine today. Come back later and I'll do your card reading for you.
Right.
No, she's sitting there with her bandana on her head and waiting for you because that's what she has going on.
She knows you're coming.
Yeah, it's true. That's what's going on. She does, and she will be able to take care of all of your hexing needs. Exactly. So the lessons here are don't cry in a job interview.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instead of buying a $300 scarf, just get, you know, maybe a bicycle reflector to hold if you're worried about people taking pictures of you. And Mexicans are terrible at voodoo.
Yeah, there you go.
There's your
and
takeaways.
Babies are not weapons.
Babies are not weapons.
They're not.
All right, I'm sorry, I did not get to the beard story today.
Oh, well, you owe us.
I'll get to it on the Monday episode, right, where you can really mock me if you want to.
Okay, yeah, we will. Maybe so you'll we'll be... Okay. No, I was seeing maybe I was seeing what song this was for a second to see if I should be outraged or not. And I'm
I
not.
Know it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, yeah, it's Skater Boy because...
No, it's... Yeah,
because they can skate in their backyards in Calgary again. That's good news. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Try not to binge drink and demand sex with a hatchet.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
And if you're a guy and she's coming at you like that, just say, hey, take care of me down there first and get me in the mood.
Well, she's got a hatchet. I don't know that would go that well. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday with the Uncensored episode.
Skater boy, she said, see you later.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.